Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. In association with Odyssey Networks and Johnson Production Group, title, Magic Stocking. Bridget Regan. Victor Webster. A young woman stops to donate money to a Santa Claus.
Ooh, Merry Christmas!
She enters a busy office.
I swear, I'm just losing money coming to work.
Oh, you mean Guild Santa? I know exactly how much money's in that jar. It's mostly mine.
I'm so sorry that I'm late. I had to drop Hannah off at her friend's.
Oh, is she getting excited for Christmas?
Yeah, and certain she's getting a puppy.
Ouch.
I hate being the Grinch.
I thought this was the year your heart grew 3 sizes.
I'm ready to decorate, but a puppy, no.
Don't worry, she won't blame you forever. Oh, by the way, the mayor hired someone.
To restore the gazebo.
By Christmas Eve.
Why this wasn't planned 6 months ago, I have no idea.
Fred Burns, plan ahead. Remember last summer when he went out for lunch on a Tuesday? Then he spontaneously drove to the airport.
Spontaneity is the spice of life. Besides, we've only just discovered it's the 75th anniversary of the tree lighting ceremony, right?
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How are promotions going?
Great. I've already spoken to the Tribune and Channel 11. Both are going to do stories, but Judy Keene, the general manager over at 11, she says she isn't sure she can get a camera crew here on Christmas Eve, considering the late notice.
Oh, it'll be a terrific show. Who wouldn't want to be here?
Well, Fred.
Come on, meet Scott.
Fred!
I know this is a challenge, but it's been over 30 years since Guildford had its tree lighting ceremony. And let's restore the gazebo to exactly what it was when it was first built, when that first big tree was lighting up the whole square.
Okay, well, the thing is, Fred, I think it's irresponsible for anyone to promise that it can be restored on such short notice. I mean, maybe we should just be focusing on the tree.
Nonsense. Where there's a will, there's a way. It's going to be perfect. Scott, I'd like you to come and meet Lindsay Monroe from our city planning department. Lindsay, Scott Terrell.
Hey, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
They shake hands.
It's a lot of work between now and Christmas Eve, huh?
Yeah.
You see, we're planning a big celebration. Very big. There's going to be a lot of publicity, and I would hate for you to make a promise that you couldn't deliver on.
I always deliver on a promise.
Okay, great. You see, we're kind of putting all of our eggs in one basket here, so if it isn't finished, all of those eggs are going to end up on my face. Not to mention the mayor's reputation, so.
Yeah.
You see, we're promoting this as a very big celebration.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, I think your basket's safe, provided we can get past one slight hiccup.
I don't like hiccups.
No, currently there's no reference to the actual finished structure of the gazebo, so. Well, the intent was for it to be exactly as it was, right? So I've looked for some photos, some sort of reference, but I keep coming up empty. I can't actually start with the gazebo until I know what it looked like.
While I appreciate your attention to detail, I don't think anyone's going to know the difference.
I will.
What the people of Guildford will notice is if it's half finished.
It won't be.
It can't be.
Provided we find a reference to the original.
We.
Yeah. I mean, we are in this together, right?
He smiles.
See? You both have the will to get this done. I'm counting on it. Guildford's counting on it. This is the season of miracles.
Which is what it might take.
They turn to leave.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. You too.
Lindsay, please tell me when your mother arrives. She's coming up from Florida again this year for Christmas, right?
Everyone will know when my mother arrives.
Excellent.
Come on. All the good stuff is probably gone already.
The answer is still no.
A girl, Hannah, drags Lindsay by the hand. Sign, St. George Christmas Rummage Sale. Inside, tables are piled high with Christmas handicrafts. An elderly woman in a red sweater notices the two come in.
Aww.
Hannah kneels down next to a cage of puppies.
Do you want to hold them?
Yes, please. Hello, sweet pea.
Ha.
Please.
We are not getting anything that requires food or sponge.
But I'll take care of him. I'll do everything myself. You won't even know that he's in the house. I promise. I cross my heart.
You may cross your heart, sweetie, but it'll be my cross to bear.
Hannah cuddles the pup. Mrs. O'Neill consoles her.
He's my favorite, too. His name's Magic.
Magic. Bye, Magic.
Bye.
She waves Magic's paw.
Magic.
The old woman stands up.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Oh, well, my daughter and I, we've decided to get some new decorations. Just something simple.
Well, how about some tree ornaments?
Oh, well, I'm not sure that we'll get a tree just yet.
Mom! Miss O'Neill says that the puppies are free and that all the shots been paid for. She just wants to find them a good home.
Maybe Mrs. O'Neill should pick on someone her own size. Tell you what, here's $10. Knock yourself out. Why don't you get a stocking?
Fine.
Hannah turns to the older lady.
My mom always gets sad this time of year. It was usually my dad who did the decorations.
You know what? I have one I think would be perfect for both of you. It's a little old, a little used, but it has lots of charm.
She hands her a Christmas stocking.
How much?
Well, if you buy something else, I probably could give it to you for nothing.
Sweet. I've got $10.
Well, that's a start. Let's go and see what we have here.
A middle-aged woman looks up.
Lindsay Monroe! How are you, dear? Finally gonna crack open that purse this year?
Hannah is in need of something a little more her age. I love this.
Real antique. All they need is a little shine and a good polish.
How much?
Buy them all, and I'll give you a price. Look, my nephew just moved back to Guilford. Magician at fixing things. No extra charge. And he's single. They're lining up for him.
I'll settle for free delivery.
Deal.
Great.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, how'd you do?
Good.
I hope you didn't pay $10 for this.
Oh, no. That was free. I paid $10 for this.
A full shopping bag.
It looks perfect. Thanks, Ruth.
Bye, Anna.
Bye.
View of a snow-covered row of houses. Lindsay and Hannah arrive home.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Hannah sets down her bag and pulls out the stocking.
Hold this.
Okay. Well, she really wanted this old thing, huh?
Lindsay sets the stocking on the mantle and turns away. The stocking falls to the ground. Lindsay picks it up and reaches inside. She pulls out a silver locket.
Hey, look what I found.
Score?
You want it?
Nah, you found it. It's yours.
Well, I think the clasp is broken.
Lindsay walks off. Hannah hangs the stocking from a hook on the mantle.
See?
Looks perfect.
Lindsay opens a cardboard box and pauses.
Sorry, thought they were decorations.
No, it's okay, sweetie. I'll just go put them back.
She picks up the box and leaves the room. Lindsay carries the box into the garage. She sets it down and gently opens the flaps. She pulls out a man's blue button t-shirt. She buries her nose in it, then hugs it close. She turns as the garage door begins to open. A woman in an open convertible drives up, a sea Christmas tree propped in the back seat.
She's here.
Sweetheart.
Hey, Grandma. Oh.
How was your drive?
Terrific.
Hey, sugar.
Christmas tree.
Well, you did say you were all in this year.
More than usual, yes, but...
And who doesn't want a Christmas tree?
Huh?
And it starts.
Lindsay's mother and Hannah open the trunk.
Oh, Fred Barnes told me to say hello.
Honestly, that man. He saw me drive through town. I'm afraid I will never hear the end of it.
He's a nice man.
He's an old coot.
You went to school together. You're the same age.
I'm an independent woman, free as the birds. He's been chasing me for years, so please do not encourage him.
Ooh. Okay, big push on it.
Inside, they set up the tree.
I really think it goes better over there.
Nonsense. It's perfect. Got a surprise for you, Bug.
She pulls a hand-decorated Christmas sweater from her bag.
Huh? What do you think?
What are you saying, Anna?
I love it.
I got you both. I know. It's awful. I bet this is more your style.
I love it. Thanks, Grandma.
You're welcome, darling. Just a little something extra. Tell me, Bug, what do you really want for Christmas?
I'm not allowed to say.
A boyfriend.
Ew, gross. A puppy.
I'm not sure if I'll be able to help you out there, honey.
Mom.
What?
I'm gonna go try this on.
And I am going to make dinner.
Oh, I've already got dinner planned.
It's okay, honey. So do I.
Lindsay rolls her eyes. A pickup truck backs up loaded with furniture. Scott gets out. Lindsay's mother moves towards the door and stops.
It's Fred.
I'm sure it's Ruth's nephew with the furniture I bought at the sale. You.
Hi. Apparently you bought some things for my aunt.
You're Ruth's nephew?
That's me. Where do you want it?
I'll show you, handsome. Come on.
Grandma directs Scott and his helper.
It should go over in that corner.
Why don't we let Hannah decide?
I like it there.
I'll meet you outside.
It's great.
Yeah, sorry about that. I can't find the key anywhere. I'll keep looking, otherwise I'll just replace the lock.
Oh, it's fine. Thank you.
All right.
Scott, we were just about to start dinner. Would you like to join us?
You know, actually, I can't. I appreciate it. I'm behind on our work, and there's lots to do, so...
Yes.
Her mother gives Lindsay a look.
I'll walk you out.
Good idea. All right. Thank you.
Thank you again. You did a terrific job. It looks brand new.
That wasn't any trouble. It's all there. It's just below the surface. And I'm happy that it's going to a good home. You know, they used to belong to my grandparents.
Oh, wow. I only hope that the gazebo and the rest of the town square looks half as good.
If I get it finished on time, right?
When it gets finished on time.
She smiles and waves. Lindsay walks in.
Aha!
Aha what?
I saw it. You blushed when he opened the door.
What are you talking about? He's restoring the town square far too meticulously, if you ask me. It's never going to get done on time, and I'm the one that's going to have to answer for it.
I know that look. He really liked you. That was obvious. A woman knows.
Okay, well, I know this might shock you, but you're wrong. Besides, I'm not ready for that. So please don't do your thing.
What thing?
The thing where you try and control my life?
Don't like seeing you alone, that's all.
Miss Independent, Miss Free as a Bird.
It's different for me. You're young, you've got your whole life in front of you.
Oh, well. It still hurts, Mom.
I know it does, darling.
I thought I was ready for all this. Every decoration is just another reminder. I'm just doing all this for Anna.
As you should. But you should also do it for yourself. For what it's worth, I think giving Anna a puppy is a great idea.
Hannah examines and adjusts the Christmas stocking.
Dinner was absolutely lovely, Mom. Thank you.
You liked it, huh?
I loved it, yeah. Thank you.
She turns and walks away. The stocking falls to the floor. Hannah picks it up. She reaches inside and pulls out a dog tag with the word magic on it.
This is so awesome!
Her mom hustles up.
What? Whoa! Oh my gosh, what?
I didn't mean to look. I am so sorry that I looked. But I was just decorating the tree, and then it was on the floor, and I didn't think that there would be anything in it until Christmas.
What are you talking about?
This! It even has the name magic on it! How did you know? At the rummage sale. Magic was the puppy I wanted. Thank you, thank you. Yay.
Her mother looks astonished. She moves over and picks up the stocking.
Did you?
I didn't do it.
It was empty. I found that silver pendant, but that was it. There was nothing else. Sweetie, I know you want a puppy, but this isn't the way to go about it.
I didn't put it in there either, I swear. I was just decorating the Christmas tree when I turned around and there it was, on the floor.
On the floor, it just fell down by itself.
I don't know.
Hannah, this isn't funny.
I didn't put it in there.
Then someone else is playing a very bad joke.
I'm innocent.
Oh, Debbie O'Neill.
Who?
Debbie, she was giving away puppies at the rummage sale. She must have slipped it in the stocking as we were leaving. Clever. I'll give her that.
Her mother, Donna, looks at the stocking.
Debbie would never do that.
Then how else do you explain it?
You said it yourself. It was empty.
Well, obviously, it just must have gotten stuck in the fabric and I didn't see it.
Does this mean I'm not getting a puppy?
No, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bug.
Grandma hugs Hannah.
Oh, no.
Oh, Donna. It's Fred.
Yeah.
Can I come in?
He is my boss. You should at least talk to him.
I can hear you shushing. I think the temperature's dropped another 2 degrees.
Oh.
Maybe 3.
Oh, my.
Okay. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Lindsay. For you, my dear. I saw you drive through town, and I wanted to say hello and wish you a Merry Christmas.
They're very pretty. Thank you. Well, good night, Fred.
Lindsay looks at her unbelieving.
You are a total hypocrite.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Grandma, do people your age really go on dates?
Fred stands there with a larger bouquet.
Flowers. Again.
Yes, they're more where these came from. I hope you don't feel I'm being obnoxious. I let you drift away all those years ago, and I can't let that happen again without a good fight. I won't be dissuaded.
Nor will I.
Mom!
Don't encourage him. The man is a menace.
The man knows what he wants. I think it's sweet.
So do I.
You've got to be kidding. Fred.
I bought out the entire shop. You haven't seen the half of them. I may be here all night.
She steps out and closes the door.
What is the matter with you? People will never vote for you ever again if they see you acting like this.
I could care less about politics as long as you'll say yes to a date.
Okay, but...
Anything.
All right. We will all go out with you, Lindsay, Hannah, and me.
Looks dejected.
Accepted.
Smiles brightly.
Good night.
She waves her arms helplessly as he walks away. Work begins on the gazebo. Lindsay walks up.
How's it going?
Well, it's not proving as easy to refurbish as that old furniture.
Well, I managed to find these for you at the Historical Society. They're not exactly what you're looking for, but it's all that I could track down. I'm sorry. I'm sure you can make it up. There's plenty of references to old gazebos there.
Well, you just want to get it done, huh?
Yeah, I do. Rebuilt, refurbished, restored. And it's going to look great, as long as it's finished.
Well, it will, but it won't be authentic, which is kind of the point.
He frowns and hands her back the envelope.
So where are we at with the lights?
Oh, they're going to be vintage, too. You can string them all across the whole square, all leading to the Christmas tree.
Great. When do they get here?
Any day.
You haven't ordered them yet, have you?
Nope. Just kind of hoping to get a reference on those as well.
Okay, I don't need to remind you that my
reputation is on the line, yes.
Yours too.
Do you want to go to dinner?
I'm sorry, what?
Dinner. You, me, restaurant.
Are you asking me on a date?
Well, you can call it what you like. I just thought we'd, you know, discuss this in a more formal setting.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I can't do that.
He stands and smiles. She turns away and then turns back.
If you want to, my daughter and I were going to dinner tonight with the mayor and my mother. My mom would not go out with him unless we went to, and I'm sure no one would mind if you came along.
Nobody would mind? Wow, that is quite the invite.
Would you like to come along?
No. Okay, sir.
All right, I'll have Fred call you.
Sounds like a plan. You do that.
At Lindsay's house, Donna and Hannah conspire. Donna talks on the phone.
Agreed. No. No, you can't say a thing. It has to be a surprise for both of them. Gotta go.
Is the mayor gonna do it?
I told him I'd accept a real date if he does.
Shh.
Lindsay walks in.
What are you two talking about?
Nothing. Just letting Fred know that we're on our way.
You know, I still don't understand how we got roped into chaperoning your date.
So it wouldn't be a date.
Donna and Hannah high five. Scott and Fred wait together on the sidewalk.
We're there. Okay.
Donna's car drives up. Fred opens the passenger door.
Hey, Fred.
Hello. Lovely to see you.
Scott.
Hi. Have a lovely dinner.
Hi.
Get in, quick.
Okay.
Mom!
Wait, Mayor, what?
Mom!
Donna and Fred drive off.
I cannot believe that woman.
I can't believe he was ever elected. All right. So should I just take you home?
Oh, gosh, no, of course not.
Oh. Dinner?
He nods towards Antonio's Ristorante.
Sure, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Donna, Fred, and Hannah pull to a stop. They all high five.
High five.
We did it.
We did. Oh, thanks so much for including me. I just love a good prank. That was great.
So, tomorrow, right?
That was the deal. Yes.
All right, you two. Good night.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, Mayor.
To my crazy mother.
Yeah, and the impeachment of the mayor.
I'll drink to that. Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hannah and Donna arrive home.
Wasn't that fun tonight?
Oh, yeah.
They walk to the front door.
Oh, I'm going to plug in all the lights. I want it to be all lit up when Mom gets home.
Things are likely to get lit up, all right.
Hannah hears something. She steps off the porch to investigate. A small puppy sits under a bush.
Come here. I'm not gonna hurt you.
She picks up and cuddles the little dog. She walks around the yard towards the front door. She looks around cautiously. While Donna moves boxes, Hannah hurries in the door and up the stairs.
Good night, Grandma.
Going to bed already?
Yeah, good night.
Night, Buck.
So after all the places you traveled in the world, you decided to come back here?
Yeah, well, home is where the heart is. That's what they say, anyway.
Or where you hang your hat.
Well, it's not nearly as romantic. No, we moved away when I was a kid, and I always came back for the summers. I love it here, you know? I spent a lot of time with my grandfather. You know, the truth is, I was the one that suggested we restore the old gazebo and the square, not the mayor.
So I have you to thank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want this to be a gathering place, you know, where people come together and we have parties and we celebrate and events and, you know, that's the kind of thing that binds a community.
That's great, but why does it need to be restored exactly as it was? I mean, I'm sure the person who built this in 1940 would not mind.
Well, that person was my grandfather. It's his dream to restore it. My grandfather built it after the war. We're supposed to do it together. But he passed away unexpectedly while I was traveling, and I thought we'd have more time. I didn't mean to compare my grandfather's passing to what you went through. I'm sorry.
So you know about...
It's terrible what you went through. This must be a really hard time for you and Anna.
It's getting better. So, what else do you know about me?
Oh, where do we start? I mean, this is Guilford, so... let me see. I know your favorite color is blue, your favorite food is Italian, and you own every Bruce Springsteen album.
My favorite color is green.
Oh, right, sorry.
So this isn't just a job. This is personal.
I could restore it any other way, and you're right. Nobody would know the difference, but my grandfather's work would be forgotten. And I made a promise to him.
And you're a guy who keeps his promises.
Yeah.
I had a nice time tonight.
Well, it's still early. We could, you know.
Oh, I think I'm going to go home.
I'll give you a ride.
I'll walk. It's not far. It's a nice walk, and I like the walk.
Oh.
Thanks. For dinner.
Absolutely.
He gazes intensely. Lindsay walks into her house. Donna is decorating the tree.
So?
I'm not speaking to you.
Don't be a sourpuss. Sarah Jean called from the restaurant and said that you two were having a delightful time.
Oh, Guilford. What are you doing?
Just thought I'd fill out the tree. Don't worry. There's plenty here for you and Hannah.
Why are you putting those ones up?
You always had these on your tree. They're sweet.
No, those were special to me and Doug. I wasn't ready to have them out.
You said that you were ready to decorate again this year, so I just thought
No, Mom, I said I was going to ease into it. You bring in a Christmas tree. You trick me into going on a date. You go through my things without any idea of what those ornaments mean. I know it's with the best intentions. I put one toe in the water and you push me all the way in.
Donna nods.
You're right.
You're right. I'll take them down.
No. Leave them up. It's fine.
I couldn't find the four calling birds.
Lindsay glances up.
Yeah, they were lost.
She gestures to the tree.
When we found this set,
touches an ornament.
They were just so vintage and unusual. He loved them. He said that the four calling birds reminded him of our family dream. We always thought that we'd have two kids, or at least one kid and a dog, and there'd be four of us. Four calling birds. Silly.
She walks away.
It isn't silly. It goes against my very nature not to interfere.
Oh,
so,
really?
So, I'm going to apologize now for the next time I do.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, sugar.
Hannah sleeps in her bed as Lindsay walks in. She kisses Lindsay and leaves. Hannah looks up. The puppy appears from under the blanket. Next morning.
Why are you so dressed up?
I promised Fred we'd go out on a real date if he went along on that little scheme of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's picking me up this morning. Said he wanted to do something unusual.
Oh.
Not sure exactly what that means, but I'm willing to go along.
Oh, hey, you're not off the hook either, young lady. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Why would you think something's the matter?
Because you're not gloating from your little prank last night?
Lindsay looks up. Hannah looks alarmed.
What was that?
It's not my fault.
Mom.
Innocent.
They rush to Hannah's room. The white puppy with brown ears plays on Hannah's bed.
Oh. I found him when I was plugging in the lights. He was cold and wet, and I couldn't just leave him out there.
I didn't have anything to do with this, I swear.
He's so cute. They're always cute.
Can I keep him, Mom? Please, he doesn't have a collar, so he must not belong to anybody. I've already named him Magic.
All right, he stays for now, sweetie, but you're putting up posters. I'm sure somebody's looking for him.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Fred stands at the door with a fishing pole.
What are you wearing?
We're going fishing, of course. I brought an extra rod, just assuming that you didn't have one.
Fred, you're a nice man. Even a handsome man. And I know you're not a stupid man. Do you see how I'm dressed?
You look beautiful.
Does this scream fishing to you?
Ice fishing. Technically. It's very safe. And it's a lot of fun. And I'm willing to bet that you've never done it.
Safe bet?
I should have given you fair warning. I grant you that. But I was concerned that you might say no.
You're two for two.
Well, I've got extra winter gear you can change into, so... Come on, I promise it'll knock your socks off.
Donna turns to Lindsay.
Karma is a beautiful thing.
Lindsay and Hannah walk down the street.
Mom, what kind of dog was Dad gonna get me?
How did you know Dad was getting you a dog? Did Grandma tell you that?
No, he did. He told me not to tell you I knew. Was it going to be the same kind of dog?
Well, I'm not sure. Why?
Because I just thought maybe he's the one who made sure I found him.
Sweetie, I know your dad is looking out for you all the time. I believe that with all my heart. But there are some things that are really just a coincidence.
What if it's not? What if I was really supposed to find him and nobody claims him?
If nobody claims him, I'll be open to keeping him.
Lindsay smiles.
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear. We're still putting up posters.
I know.
In the evening, Donna gets out of Fred's car.
I've already got our next adventure in mind.
Don't push your luck.
I believe in pushing my luck every day. It keeps me young.
Well, I will consider that when I can feel my feet again.
All right. Donna, I know I come on too strong. I know that's not attractive. Women like a mystery. They like the chase. Well, there's no mystery here. There's just a guy who wants to treat you like the lady you are.
Well, who says that's not attractive?
I read it in Cosmo.
Cosmo. Yeah.
She smiles and shakes her head.
Good night, Fred.
Good night.
Donna turns and watches him go. She turns toward TH Sound. The stocking lies on the floor. Donna picks it up and fishes out an ornament. It's a painted glass disc with four birds on it. Lindsay and her mom examine the ornament.
Okay, you're joking.
I'm telling you the truth.
No, you found it in the garage, or you did, Hannah.
I didn't.
No, I found it in the stocking. I couldn't believe it myself. I mean, the date even matches your set, 1947.
So what you're saying, it just appeared inside the stocking?
Just like magic's name tag.
I didn't see it actually appear. Look, I came inside. I saw the stocking on the floor. When I picked it up, the ornament was inside.
So it was Fred.
Fred didn't even come inside the house.
He must have somehow slipped it into the stocking.
Lindsay, how could he possibly know that that was the missing ornament? Or that you even had this collection at all?
In this town, everybody knows everything.
So then he what? He broke into the house when we were all out.
You're both wrong. It wasn't anybody at all. It was the stocking.
Hannah picks up the stocking.
Think about it. I wanted Puppy more than anything, and what did I find? Magic's name tag. Mom, your silver harp.
Yes?
It's broken, remember?
No, I fixed it.
She drops the necklace.
See?
That doesn't count.
It's not fixed, is it?
So then, how does finding your mom's missing ornament help me, kiddo?
We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, things do not appear out of nowhere.
Exactly, which means it really is magic.
Hannah.
I mean, the name tag says it all. Magic. Hello.
Hannah.
Mom, you just have to believe.
Hannah! There is no magic. Okay, I need to get to work. The Guess the Coins competition is at 3. Please be there.
Wouldn't miss it.
It is magic, Grandma. I know it.
She hands Donna the stocking.
I'm beginning to think so too, Buck.
Hello, Lindsay. How's your brother?
Oh, I think she can finally feel her toes again.
Good. Don't forget, Wilson promised to deal on the tree. Have Scott go with you.
Hi.
Lindsay and Scott walk through a Christmas tree lot.
I'm sorry for running off the other night like that. I haven't been out on...
I know.
I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I guess we got your mom to thank for that.
Yeah, well, her heart's in the right place.
Is yours?
I'm working on it. How about this one?
Well, that's not going to fit in your car.
Oh, gosh, how are we going to get it to town?
I'll just carry it, naturally.
Okay.
I think.
The tree knocks Scott down.
Sorry.
That didn't go as planned. We'll take it. Well.
She helps him up.
Wow, you've been working out.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. A little sappy, but... Yeah. Wait, is that yours?
He picks up the silver heart.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the clasp, it keeps breaking. I can't seem to fix it.
I can try and fix it for you. If you want.
Yeah, I'd like that.
She gives him the necklace.
All right, folks. Just 5 more minutes remaining to make your guess in our Guess the Amount of Coins competition. The winner will be Grand Marshal, next to yours truly, for our 75th annual tree lighting ceremony on Christmas Eve. Now, we don't even know how much is in here, do we?
No.
No.
Lindsay sees Donna and Hannah.
Hey, come on. You've got to get your guesses in now. What do you think?
Grandma, how big is that coin jar?
I don't know. I would say 20 gallon, maybe?
Looks mostly like pennies and nickels.
Come up with something quick, Buck. I mean, time's ticking.
Say $1,050?
All right, let's get it in there.
Yep.
Hannah writes her guess.
Don't forget your name.
Yep. Good job.
Hannah! Good. Excellent. Last chance, folks. Get those entry forms in now. Don't miss out on your chance to be Grand Marshal next to me on Christmas Eve. Light the tree. Donna, me.
The man is relentless. Oh, thank you, Scott. Yeah.
Scott hands sap drinks.
What do you got there?
Grandma found it in her magic stocking.
Magic stocking? 12/25, 1947. How about that?
What?
Well, that was the year my grandfather built the original gazebo.
Oh.
Scott and Lindsay share a look.
See?
Hannah fills out another guess.
12/25, 47, Donna.
Donna?
looks like you're going to get an entry anyhow.
No.
Come on, Grandma.
Good job, Hannah.
Oh, Hannah. Good. Another one. Thank you. All right, that's it, folks. Okay, while we're sorting through your entries, let's find out how much is in here. Let it rip!
The jar of coins empties into a coin counter.
That's a sight for sore eyes, folks. So far, looks like our lowest guess is $515. Past $800 now.
Wow. It's all my money.
As of now, our highest guess is $1,225.47 from Donna Chastain.
Woo!
Good luck, Donna. And right down to the penny. I like that. $1,000. Wow. And it continues to climb. $1,100. It's slowing down now. $1,150. That's a great contribution to Guilford's Helping Hands Foundation. Thanks, everybody. Coins are finished, and the machine is computing, and it's looking like Donna's guess is going to be pretty darn close. Final count is $1,225 and 47 cents.
Lindsay's jaw drops.
Why, an exact match. That's amazing. Come on up and accept your prize, Donna.
Excuse
we
me,
have a soothsayer amongst us, folks. The great thing is that all of that, $1,225.47, goes directly to Guilford's Helping Hand Foundation.
Awkward.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
You rigged it, didn't you?
I did no such thing.
She puts on a fake smile.
Can't say I wouldn't have tried, though.
Her smile fades as she walks off.
Wonderful, folks. Well, thank you all for coming, and we'll see you with the tree lighting.
Get me out of here. Before I'm burned at the stake.
Jesus.
Well, now I really need to see what's in that stocking.
It's magic.
Well, we'll see.
Hannah pokes at the hanging stocking.
See? Just a normal stocking.
Nobody's saying it spins in circles and shoots off lightning bolts.
Exactly. And it had nothing to do with...
With what? See, you can't explain it either.
There's nothing to explain. It's just one of those things.
What things?
Mom, would you please not feed into this?
The numbers were exact.
People win the lottery all the time. Far worse odds than that.
Listen to yourself.
Listen to yourself? What are you saying exactly? That it's actually a magical stocking?
Yes!
See? I don't know what it is, but I do know it's not something that we can just brush off as one of those things.
Okay. Remember when I was a kid and Dad used to do all those magic tricks and take us to all those magic shows, and I always thought it was real, but it wasn't. There was always a trick.
The real trick was believing, Lindsay.
Where are you going?
You know what? I think Hannah's right. I think it's a sign.
What, are you going to see Fred?
Remember everything I said about being an independent woman, free as a bird?
Yes.
Well, I still am. But it doesn't mean that I can't go out and have some fun. You might just take note.
She turns and leaves.
Who's trying to stop her?
Grown-ups are always trying to stop themselves from everything. Mostly the fun stuff.
Yeah, it's called being responsible.
Who said you have to be responsible all the time?
Got me there, kiddo. Mwah.
Lindsay parks her car. She gets out and walks into a church. A man wearing a priest's collar places books in the pews.
Lindsay, what a nice surprise. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, thank you.
Service doesn't start for a couple hours. Are you here to get a front row seat?
No. Actually, I was hoping you might help me with something.
Of course.
He turns.
Okay, this might sound a little strange, but I was wondering if you... Okay, do you remember a lady? She was selling stockings and other decorations at the rummage sale. She was a little older, silver hair, very nice. Not from around here?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I never quite got her name, though.
Well, do you have a phone number, an email address?
Shakes his head.
I'm afraid not. Why?
It's a long story.
Always is. You know, I thought you might have known her.
Why?
She said something when you left the rummage sale, just in passing. I think she was pleased you came to her booth.
What did she say?
It's more of how she said it. It came across as familiar. It's like she knew what happened, and that she had done something to help, and felt glad she was able to.
You don't know anything about her? Not even her name?
No. I'm sorry. It's a real mystery.
Yes. Well, thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome. Hey, door's always open.
Lindsay smiles, nods, and walks out. Back home, she regards the stocking.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Where's the box I had over here?
I think Grandma put it in the garage. Yeah, she said she was giving stuff away.
Lindsay searches boxes in the garage. She opens one marked Goodwill. She picks up the old shirt. In the living room.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh,
Lindsay, you scared me. Oh, Lindsay, I don't know where to begin.
We hit the town. I kicked the dust off my shoes, one thing after another.
You're not gonna believe this.
We went sledding.
I haven't been sledding in over 30 years.
Oh, it was exhilarating.
What's wrong? Is there anything else you were gonna give away? Other than his clothes?
This is going to be bad, isn't it?
It's one thing for you to decorate and reorganize, but to give away his clothes.
I'm sorry. I thought they were boxed up for the donation.
Not that one.
The
Lindsay, I have said I'm sorry more often than I can count, and I'm not going to apologize anymore, but I am going to give you my advice. It's been 3 years. You need to move on. Not to forget, not to pretend that it didn't happen, but to allow yourself to feel happy again. It's taken this long for Hannah to have a real Christmas.
The holidays have been hard for Hannah, too. She wasn't ready either.
She's ready now. I talk big about being an independent woman, free as a bird, but guess what? I just had the time of my life with a man I've been avoiding for years. No, no. Let me finish. I'm not saying that you're supposed to get married or that you're not supposed to feel a little twinge of guilt when you look at another man. But honey, you are going to have pain for the rest of your life. But it doesn't mean that you can't have a life.
I am trying.
No, you're not.
Mom, this has been a big step for me, but you...
But you keep trying to find reasons to take 2 steps back. I know because I've done this my whole life.
You're the happiest person I know.
I thought I was.
Lindsay looks down, then up again and smiles.
You really like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I'm very happy for you, Mom.
Lindsay starts to leave.
Lindsay, I do have some pearls of wisdom to pass on, so would you stop being so darn stubborn?
I am not. I want to be open to someone. I really do.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's what this is all about. You don't like Scott.
No, that...
I never even considered that. I just assumed. I mean, he's charming and handsome. I just thought it was mutual. I never even considered the possibility that you might not even like him.
I like him, okay? I do.
Donna nods warmly.
And it's just making all of this...
What? Real?
Lindsay nods.
Come here, sugar.
They sit on the couch and hug. Hannah sits on the stairs, eavesdropping and petting her puppy.
A great philosopher once said, "You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because finally reality is better than your dreams." I'm going to be up all night. I just want my little girl's eyes to be open to whatever possibilities there are out there for her. Life is too good to pass up.
I know.
They hug again.
Who is that great philosopher?
Dr. Seuss.
All right, sweetie, why don't you put up another puppy poster?
Do I have to? Nobody's called.
It's the right thing to do.
Hannah looks at the posters in her hand, then sticks one to a brick wall. Scott pulls a board off the gazebo.
Aren't you supposed to be putting that together, not the other way around?
This isn't right.
Well, I think your grandfather would be happy that it's even being restored at all.
The point is to honor him by doing it the way he did it.
Yes, but... I'm running out of time.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Maybe you should take your mind off it for a little bit. I mean, you've been working nonstop.
Come to the dance with us.
Yeah.
What dance?
The Christmas dance. We're all going.
Yeah, she's right. It's a Guilford tradition around here.
I don't dance.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Lindsay, Fred, Donna, and Hannah dance amongst a large group. Lindsay spots Scott sitting along the wall.
Mind hide?
Me? No. No, just, you know, waiting for Santa.
Okay. Come on.
Really? Excuse me, I'm gonna go embarrass myself. Oh.
Trick is to dance like no one's watching.
This is Guilford. Everybody's watching.
Yeah?
She dances while he watches. They look around as the music slows.
Shall we?
Sure. So serious.
Donna and Fred dance past.
Hi. Hi.
That scared me.
Me too.
They're like little ninjas.
Hannah dances alone.
You're right. It's not that hard once you get used to it.
They gaze into each other's eyes. They get closer and closer.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi there.
Wanna dance?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Come on.
See a twirl. Woo! Beautiful. Woo! Quite the dancer.
Runs in the family.
Thank you.
Lindsay, Scott, and Hannah dance together. Lindsay tucks Hannah into bed.
I heard you tell Grandma you like him.
Yeah, I kind of do. Is that okay?
I like him too.
Good. I think he's going to need all the help he can get the gazebo finished in time.
I want to help.
Me too. All right, good night, sweetie. Get some sleep, all right?
Good night, Mom. I love you.
Hannah falls asleep with her puppy. The pup runs off. Hannah sits up in alarm.
Magic, what is it?
She gets out of bed and follows the pup downstairs. The stocking lies on the floor. Hannah reaches in.
A key? Magic, come on.
Hannah hangs the stocking back up. Next morning.
Hannah! Breakfast!
Okay.
Hey, so Grandma's in the shower, but I gotta run. Oh, and Scott, he wanted me to tell you that he hasn't forgotten about the lock on your desk, but he's going to fix it after he's done with the festival. Mwah. Love you.
Love you too, Mom. Bye. Mm.
The drawer. Magic, come on.
Hannah runs to her room. She opens the top drawer. Nothing. Magic jumps up and down. She examines the drawer again, removes a false bottom. She lifts out an old brown envelope.
Thanks, guys.
Tree looks great, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Now, what about our friend Scott? The gazebo doesn't look anything like done, and I still don't see any lights.
He is a little behind schedule, but he promises it's going to be finished. We're all going to pitch in.
Mm. Do what you can, please, because we now have double the number of people going to be there, including press.
Right, got it.
Her smile fades.
Come on, we got to go tell Grandma.
She picks up the paper and the puppy.
Grandma!
How's it coming?
Well, we got the structure done, but we can't actually finish it.
Well, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. Hey, guys, give us 5, huh? Thanks. So.
Look, I know what all this means to you, but I think you gotta let it go.
Yeah, what about the promise to my grandfather?
I understand what you're feeling, I really do, but unfortunately they don't. They don't think that you can finish this on time. And I think you have to move on.
Well, it's not so easy, is it?
No. It's not.
I think I let them down.
But you haven't. We can still finish this. I know we can.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
He turns away and she looks solemn.
Mom! Mom!
Hannah? Hannah, what are you doing here?
Look at this.
What? What is it?
Last night, I found a key in the stocking.
You found it in the stocking?
You have to believe me, okay? So last night, I found the key in the stocking, okay? And it unlocked the drawer in my desk, and there was a hidden compartment. And
this is exactly what he's looking for.
I know.
Honey, that desk is his grandfather's desk.
It's so amazing.
Oh. Scott! Look!
It's a gazebo.
Yes.
He picks her up and spins her around.
Where'd you get these from?
Hannah found them.
You're kidding me, where?
In your grandfather's desk, look.
They look at old photos of the gazebo.
It's exactly what we need.
I know.
Guys, just bring that wood over here and put that box on this side.
The team works.
Hey, so I've been scouring the internet, and I think I found the only place that sells a match for these lights. Exact replicas. A little antique shop in Ohio.
That's great. When did they get here?
Waiting to hear back. We need this. Be the finishing touch.
Good luck.
Thanks. Everything good?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
In a cafe.
2 days. You sure? That's great. Yeah, no, just email me the tracking number. All right, thanks.
Well?
Said they're getting the lights here in 2 days.
You're absolutely certain.
Yeah, they guaranteed it. Exact replicas of the ones originally used.
The town square is going to look just like it did when your grandfather built it.
Well, that was my promise to him.
Congratulations.
Honestly, I couldn't have pulled this off without all of your help. Really appreciate it. And you, little one, finding those photographs.
High five.
It's like we found our miracle.
Tis the season.
Hannah whispers to Lindsay.
In the back.
Hannah walks past a poster, missing puppy since Tuesday, with a picture of Magic. She stops and goes back. Glances back, then takes the poster off the wall and crumples it up. Hannah lies in bed with Magic.
What's going on, kiddo?
Nothing.
Something is the matter.
I want to talk about it, okay?
Okay. I don't like seeing you like this, honey. You know you can tell me anything, right?
I know.
All right. Well, we're going to help out again tomorrow and get an early start, so try to get some sleep, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love you. Good night.
Lindsay scratches the pup.
Good night, Mom. I love you.
Good night, sweetie.
Hannah cuddles Magic.
I won't let anybody take you away.
She takes out the crumpled poster.
Never.
Throws it in the waste basket. Next day, Scott pulls up. Hannah looks out the window, visibly sad.
Morning. Hey, you ready?
Yes,
Yes, my mom and Fred, they're gonna meet us there.
That's good to me. All hands on deck. I don't want to have anything left to do on Christmas Eve, but enjoy the festival.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Hannah, come on, sweetie, it's time to go.
Good morning, Hannah.
Hi.
You know, mothers have simple hopes for their children. One of them is that they'll wake up in a better mood in the morning than they were when they went to bed. Would you please tell me what in the world is going on?
Holds out the poster.
Oh, honey. When did you find this?
At the coffee shop. I didn't want to tell anybody.
Oh, don't blame you.
Maybe it's a different puppy.
Look at the photo, honey. And it says he went missing on the same night that you found him.
I'm sorry, Hannah. It really stinks.
Do we have to call them? It's not fair that they can just take him away now. What if I hadn't seen this? We wouldn't even know.
It isn't fair, honey, but you did see it. And you did the right thing by telling me. And you gave him a great home. But it's not his home.
We have to call them, don't we?
Yeah. Come on, honey.
They sit in Scott's truck.
What if they're mean people?
Come on, sweetie.
I'll wait right here.
Thanks.
Lindsay and Hannah walk up a snow-bordered walkway to a large set of double doors hung with a wreath. The doors swing open.
Hi, we called?
Oh, there he is! We're so worried. Thank you.
You must be Hannah. Thank you for rescuing our little guy.
Jake, Amber, look who's here.
What do you say to this young lady?
Thank you.
There was a reward, you know.
No, it's okay. I don't want the reward.
Well, I'd like you to have it. Tell you what, I'll donate it to the Happy Hounds shelter under your name.
Oh, that would be very nice.
We were worried sick about him. You did a great thing, Hannah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Okay?
No.
Lindsay hugs her daughter close.
I'm proud of you.
Hannah lies on the couch.
Hannah, what are you doing, sweetie? It's almost midnight.
I couldn't sleep.
Lindsay sits.
If it is magical, do you think you could give more than just what fits inside it?
Like what?
A person.
She puts her arm around Hannah.
I don't think that's how it works, sweetie.
I know. You still don't believe it's magic, do you?
If anything, I think it's proof that there are some things in this world that can't be explained easily.
Maybe we're not meant to. Why would it let me find a puppy just so I could give him away?
You found that puppy on your own, honey.
But there has to be another reason. There's got to. It isn't finished.
Well, maybe that name tag you found will still prove to be of some use. I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying maybe. All right, come on, we gotta go to bed, or tomorrow will be an even tougher day than it was today.
Can I sleep with you tonight?
Lindsay smiles.
I was just gonna ask you the same thing. Come on.
They walk upstairs. The stocking hangs silently next to the roaring fire. A sign reads, Happy Hounds Adoption House.
They're all so cute. You know, I think I'll just get a gift certificate, let my daughter decide.
Good idea.
Thanks.
Dogs wag tails expectantly.
Hannah?
Mom! Look! A puppy!
I see that.
Hi.
A new dog.
Yeah. Look, I had no intentions of doing this, okay? I ran into Mrs. O'Neill. This little guy caught my eye, and look at his name.
It's Magic, Mom. The one from the rummage sale. The one I wanted.
It's amazing, honey, isn't it?
I mean, if that isn't a sign, I don't know what is.
Certainly is.
It was very sweet of you, Scott.
Lindsay tucks the gift certificate away.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Can I keep him, Mom, please? I'll walk him, I'll clean up after him, I'll do everything for him.
Yes, yes, of course. I'm not going to send another one away, am I?
Thank you.
I should have called. I just got so excited. I thought you'd be here, and when Hannah opened the door, her face lit up.
I bet it did.
All right. I gotta get to work. Some last-minute things on the gazebo. Those lights still haven't shown up.
Oh.
Call you later?
Sure. Hannah, honey, what do you say to Scott?
I love you.
Scott looks guiltily.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, kid. Call you later.
Lindsay.
It's fine.
Hannah nuzzles her puppy out on the porch.
I haven't seen Hannah this happy in a long, long time. Lindsay.
Don't punish Scott.
I was getting her a dog.
Yeah, well, he didn't know that. The poor guy had to watch her cry all the way home when you took the other one back. And then when he found the first one that she
He's
wanted...
He's not her father.
He's not trying to be. What has made you so upset? It seems that everything to do with getting a dog sends you over the edge.
It was a car accident. Doug was on his way to get Hannah a puppy.
Oh my goodness.
She can never know that.
Of course not. Lindsay, I had no idea.
It was going to be the four of us. Four calling birds.
She blinks back tears and turns away. Scott works on the gazebo. At the office.
Lindsay, I need VIP for two more Channel 11 people. And now Channel 4 wants placement. They're going to do a tag in tomorrow's broadcast. Can you call them, please?
On it.
Okay. I still don't see any lights up in that park.
On it.
Well, it's going to be mighty awkward when your mother and I pull the lever and the whole town square is still in the dark.
Want to remember, anyway.
Lindsay looks at her phone. Scott is calling. Later, at home.
Hi, Lindsay, Scott. I just wanted to call again and say that I was sorry. I completely understand why you're upset, but I still hope you come down for the festivities tomorrow. And keep your fingers crossed that we'll actually get those lights.
She rubs her eyes.
Anyway, Merry Christmas.
She puts the phone down and looks pensive. She starts to call, then puts down the phone. At the gazebo.
Put the three-quarter on it. Yeah.
Scott sees a delivery man.
Excuse me. One of those for Scott Terrell? Yeah?
At home, Lindsay studies her tree. A text says, the lights have arrived. On with the show.
Hello! Door's open! Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hello, darling. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Well, then we can all ride together if you like.
Why not the three of you go on ahead without me?
What are you talking about?
I'm just not feeling up for it, Mom.
You're not going? This is just as much your event as anybody's.
I know. I'm sorry. I just... Hannah, why don't you ride along with Grandma and Fred?
Lindsay, you have to be there. We're not leaving without you.
Please, you'll make me feel worse if you stay. Just go. Have fun. Maybe I'll meet up with you in a little bit.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go get Magic.
Lindsay turns back to her tree. At the gazebo.
Hey, Mayor. Oh, looks like we might actually make it.
Terrific, Scott. Never a doubt.
I wish I could say the same.
Oh, she's still at home. Sorry, kiddo.
Scott looks at Hannah and smiles.
Hey, Magic. How's he doing?
He's awesome.
Do me a favor. I need somebody to help me string the lights. What do you say?
Sure. Grandma?
You want me to take him?
Thank you.
There we go. All right, Squirt. Here, take these.
What am I supposed to do? I want to believe, okay? So help me out.
Lindsay regards the stocking hanging next to the fire. She puts on her coat and goes to leave. The stocking swings and drops to the floor. Lindsay turns, her eyes wide with wonder. She smiles. She picks up the stocking, reaches in. She pulls out a small red light bulb. People assemble at the town square. Lindsay gets out of her car. Smiling, she walks to the gazebo.
Mom! You made it!
I wasn't gonna miss out on all the fun, was I?
No.
No. Hey.
Hey there. Hand me that pine cone. We've got a few minutes left.
There you go.
Hey, thank you.
Wow, it looks great.
Grandma.
Well, we did it.
Lindsay, I'm so glad you're here.
Me too. Hey, there's only a few minutes left. You two better get up to the podium.
Yeah, we better.
You
want to
take him back?
Oh, yeah.
Well done, both of you.
Oh, thank you. Looks so great.
Oh, good job, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Your grandfather would be so proud. It looks incredible.
Appreciate that. I'm the only one who knows what this really means to me. And as you can see, the lights came in. Exact replicas.
Oh, no. Scott.
What?
She points to a broken red bulb.
Oh, no.
It's just one bulb?
No, it's not. With these old lights, when one of them doesn't work, none of them work.
You mean?
Because the entire square...
Don't we have another bulb?
No, we don't.
Welcome to our 75th Christmas tree lighting ceremony. I want to thank all the good folks of Guilford who made tonight possible.
A smile creeps over Lindsay's face as she looks up.
Shot. It's not going to work. When they flip that switch, it's just going to be dark.
It won't.
Well, it is unless you pray for another miracle.
I already have. Do you believe in magic?
What?
Do you believe in magic?
I do.
I know you do. And you didn't put any of those things in that stocking, did you, sweetie?
No.
I believe you. Wait here.
Where?
Mom!
What is she doing?
I don't know.
I also want to thank all the volunteers who came out to help with the construction and the cleanup in the park.
Lindsay runs to her car and picks up the red light bulb with wonder in her eyes.
And now, without further ado, I want to give the honor of lighting up our lives to the beautiful Donna Chastain.
Anything?
No, I don't see her.
Lindsay jogs down the sidewalk.
I see her. Mom! There she is.
What are we going to do?
You're going to light up the square.
She hands him the bulb.
I understand.
I do. Go on. Hurry!
Okay.
Come on, Scott.
Scott sets up a ladder and climbs.
Quick.
People look around at darkness. Scott screws in the bulb, and the whole square lights up.
Mama!
Donna and Fred stand kissing under mistletoe.
Nice work, Scott Terrell.
I couldn't have done it without you, Lindsay Monroe. I almost forgot.
Scott and Lindsay kiss.
That's your little present.
Oh, thank you for fixing this.
Absolutely.
He holds up the silver heart. Hannah walks up.
Yay.
Fred and Donna join them.
Beautiful.
The gazebo stands in the square with colored lights and a dusting of snow. Text, 1 year later.
Do you see him?
At the Christmas bazaar.
Hey, Lindsay! You're a little early. We're just setting up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ruth just can't stop talking about it. She thinks it's all because of her.
Oh, well. We may have had some other help. Hey, Reverend, is that same woman here this year? The one that I asked you about?
She's setting up right now in the corner. Right over there.
Thank you. There she is. Hi. Return this.
Hannah holds out the stocking.
We thought perhaps it could be passed on
to somebody else that can use it this year.
That's how it works, isn't it?
I'm sure someone else will find it just as lovely and meaningful.
Let's go, Carol.
Lindsay reaches out and takes the woman's hand.
Thank you. Dear?
She turns and the old woman winks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Lindsay smiles wide.